I want to welcome everybody to today's edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and I have with me Dave Stoltzfus, who is a Royal Diamond and Nikon. Dave and Ellie have been big-time mentors of mine, since I was introduced to this industry 30 years ago when my parents hooked up back in 1978. And as a kid, there are certain people that you look up to. And Dave and Ellie were one of those couples that I learned a lot from as a young person, not really knowing that this would be my lifetime career, and yet here we are today. And I do have the honor of being one of the people that helped introduce Dave years ago, and that's a whole story in itself. But Dave, first of all, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Vance. It's great to be on your call.
And there's kind of an interesting story that I know about network marketing, and I want to kind of have two goals. And I really don't come into the call much with an agenda, but there's two things that I always have found fascinating about you and Ellie. And one is those early years of network marketing with you and why you made the decisions you did, in order which I believe have led you guys to enjoy the measurable amount of success that you've been able to enjoy, and then want to focus in on residual income, which is derived from modelship. But back in the beginning, way in the beginning, as a college student, you had made a decision to pursue higher education, which was not really looked upon very favorably amongst your family, the way you grew up, and then almost, three-quarters or almost finishing college, you decided to take a completely different path. Share that with the group. I mean, it may not be fascinating to everybody, but I think it really drives the point home of how serious you are with network marketing. And, you could have gone on and finished. And I don't even remember what you went to school for. So what was that like in the very, very beginning days?
Well, it was very interesting, Vance. And first of all, let me just thank you for introducing me to the Nikon products.
You're very welcome.
You know, you gave me your bed, you gave me your shoes, and actually your shoe inserts and your bed pad. And after 90 days of people trying to convince me that I should do Nikon or get into Nikon, because I was a network marketer before I got into Nikon, and obviously some people wanted me to get into Nikon, and but it was the products that really changed our life, and excuse me, and it was through you, while we were living in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that we that you gave us you gave me a pair of mag steps and a pad to sleep on, and Ellie actually slept on the pad because it wasn't big enough for both of us. And she couldn't sleep for 10 years and had just incredible discomfort down her right side, which so much of it disappeared after a couple of nights on the pad. And so I really wanted to take a look at this company, which I had never heard of before. And I found out that this company was 15 years old. I was in network marketing at that time for about 20 years. And the company was doing over $1 billion a year, and I had never heard of it. And that fascinated me, and really it piqued my curiosity, because you'd think that if you're in certain kind of industry, you'd hear of some of the giants in your industry, and Nikon surely was one of those. And but had never heard of them. And so we really got excited. I was in school at the time. No, not at that time, but all the way back to when I was in my early 20s, and I was in college in Southern California, and I was in my senior year, Vance, and my guidance counselor had told me that I will probably never be able to effectively get up in front of a group of people and teach. And which at that time he was right, Vance, from his observation, but he didn't see my heart, and he didn't see my passion, and I wanted to be a teacher because I felt that that was my gifting. And so I dropped out of school, very discouraged in my early, in my senior year. It's one of the regrets of my life, I have very few regrets, but that was one of them, and I wish I would have finished. But someone stole my dream, and but you know, out of that, good things can also come. And I was introduced to the company at that time just by I followed up on an ad in the paper, and I wanted to somehow have the flexible hours to finish my school, finish my schooling, and I thought sales would be a good way to do that. And so lo and behold, this couple owned a laundromat, and I went to see them, and they gave me a ticket to a convention in Long Beach, California in 1969, and never went with me, and never realized the potential that I had in network marketing. And so I sat up on the bleachers, and I realized that here was something I had never heard of, and no one would ever tell me I couldn't do something. And so I somehow, the timing was right, I locked into it. I got so interested and fascinated with nutrition supplements. I was born and raised on a farm, and we always, I felt, ate well, but never understood the concept of supplements. And so that's how I got into it, Vance, and it totally changed my life. And I think the thing that I really enjoyed about network marketing was that I was in control, basically, of my destiny as to where I would go with my career. And I wouldn't have other people who would be telling me you can't do this and you can't do that. And I love being creative, and network marketing gave me that outlet early, very early in my life. And so unfortunately, I had very good people come around me, other than the person who gave me the ticket, because you know, they eventually dropped out of the business and everything else. And but I had really good people around me in my 20s who really supported me and really empowered me to go on and do network marketing. And see, I've always said, and I feel this today, I don't feel like I've chosen network marketing. I think network marketing chose me. And it was a perfect fit for me from the standpoint of wanting to be creative, wanting to be my own boss, wanting to be entrepreneurial, and all those kind of things. And so it was a perfect fit for me.
And what I find interesting is that your introduction to the industry is extremely parallel to your introduction to Neekin, in that the company you hooked up with back then had started in the 50s, and it had been around for, 10, 12 years when you were introduced to it, and Neekin was about the same.
Mm-hmm.
You're introduced to it, however, a totally different angle on the industry as far as the, number one, the products, as we've
right.
already talked about. And
right. Well, the thing that really interested me in Neekin was not just the products. It was technology, Vance. It was really technology. And the company I was with before was a very premier nutrition company. Today, they're still very active in the network marketing industry. But when I was introduced to Neekin, I realized that here was a company that was much more than just products. We weren't just selling products. We were promoting technologies, and what I felt was technologies of the future. And it didn't take me long to understand that, because for 20 years I was involved with nutrition and the kind of the health industry kind of thing. And but when I what I saw in Neekin was a real a wellness concept. It wasn't just health; it was a total wellness idea of how you sleep, what kind of air you breathe, what kind of water you're drinking, and you know, the energy that you're getting while you're walking, and the far infrared, and it was just so totally different. I don't think that Neekin would have caught my eye if it would have been just a better nutritional company. Although I feel today that Neekin is the best nutrition company out there, but I don't think that that would have caught my eye, because I was really looking for something much more than just something that. That I put into my mouth and I swallow as a pill and get some nutrition. And so Neekin really began to open up my eyes and really began to open up my curiosity as to what total wellness is all about. And believe me, it's more than just nutrition.
Well, there's a whole, there's so many dynamics and factors that play into it that
mm-hmm.
we don't understand. And you talk about when you look at the body as an electrical system, and then you start to realize that, okay, well, we can do a measurable amount with supplementation, with getting the nutrients that the body needs. However, when we start introducing things like magnetics and negative ions and far infrared, we take it to a whole new level of wellness. And I really feel, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and they said, you know, well, I really want to be able to target, you know, this group of people and whatever. And I said, you know, there are a lot of people out there. I mean, the multitude. I see more organic, you know, more things labeled organic than any ever time in history. And the reason is because our culture is evolving, and people are starting to become more aware that, hey, I either pay for my wellness now or I'm going to pay dearly for it later. There is no reason why. I mean, the statistics are alarming in every arena. And that people of a variety of different ages are starting to come down and develop things that, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago was unheard of.
Yes.
And
that's a point I wanted to make also, is that 40 years ago when I got involved in network marketing, you know, nutrition was, supplements was, I mean, we were pioneering the field in supplementation. But look at what's being written today concerning nutrition and vitamins and breakthroughs and research and everything else. Well, we are here with magnetic energy and far infrared technology, and God only knows what other new technologies will come on board this year, next year, in the next 10 years because of NECAN. You know, the real truth and the real value of what we have in our hands, I see 40 years to 50 years down the road. It's what they're going to be writing about magnetic energy and far infrared technology, and how that can relate to so many conditions in our physical body, because the health of a physical body is just basically putting it in balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically all it is. And if you can do it magnetically, if you can do it with far infrared technology, atmospheric energy, if you can do it with plant energy, you know, putting your body in balance is the most, it's not high potency stuff, and this is where people go so wrong down the nutrition field sometimes. It's not high potency stuff, it's just, can you put your body in balance? And it takes more than nutrition to put it in balance.
Oh, absolutely.
And so what the public is going to hear 20, 30, 40 years from now concerning the products, we are pioneering today.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes network marketing sometimes to get it through to get it beyond, or what I call the underneath the radar of the traditional way of thinking. And I don't know of a better outlet and a better way to introduce something than through network marketing, because every single day there's probably 1,000 little meetings going on, one-on-ones with 10 people, with 20 people, whatever. And they're sharing their heart as to what they discovered. Whereas if you allow the traditional outlets to dispense that information, my goodness, it sets us back 20, 30 years. And so network marketing kind of goes underneath the radar with those kind of things. And it's the best way to get the word out there is through network marketing, because of the masses sharing with the masses.
Absolutely. And we hear of new companies all the time that introduce a wonderful product, and it may be great. And then when I look at, you know, if we want to compare apples to apples and compare that, whether it's a nutritional product or something that's high-tech, like our main, you know, the backbone of our product line, of our wellness home, they got the right concept. They got the right idea.
Mm-hmm.
Through that relationship marketing does work. However, they're dealing with something like, you know, the liquid nutrition companies that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I read labels just like this next guy does. And, you know, when you look at something like Siaga that's got 21 ingredients and, you know, it costs, you know, this much, and then you look at something that's got 11 ingredients and it costs more than Siaga, but, oh, it's a brand new company, it's a ground floor opportunity. Well, you know, come on. I think maybe we should do our due diligence. Dave, you mentioned something years ago, and I wanna talk a little bit about this, and then talk about specifically what can be derived long term when it comes to residual income, because we are the only company that has the true wellness home with all the different factors when it comes to rest and relaxation, when it comes to daytime energy and fitness and nutrition and environment. And those aside, when it comes to residual income, it really is derived from building an auto ship base. And you said something years ago that when I hear the comment from people that, well, it costs more to be healthy, and I think, you know, phooey on that statement. You really don't know what you're saying. There is some truth to it, but again, we either pay for it up front or we pay for it later. But you had used the analogy of 9/11 regarding the terrorist threat on our country, and that every year with our huge the farming industry in our country, and I'm not saying that they're all bad. However, everybody wants to, you know, cut corners and find a more efficient way to do it, and as a result of that, our produce that is farmed and produced in this country lacks a lot of what it had 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. I mean, because our soil has been depleting. And you would use that analogy of we need to raise the terrorist threat level in our own bodies.
Absolutely, Vance, because, you know, food, which is supposed to feed us and which is supposed to literally give us energy and keep us healthy, along with the magnetic energy and the far infrared technology, as I understand it today. But food has become basically too often, it has become like little tears in our physical body. They tear down cellular structure. It tears down the immune system. You know, food, which is so highly processed today, literally does attack. It doesn't feed. It attacks the physical body. And if we do not supplement, we don't have a lot in America to feed our physical bodies. Even if you want to go what is called the organic way, because if you look at the Earth Summit, and this was way back in 1992, then again in 2002, North America, and they did the Earth Summit to address soil nutrient depletion, and they had Australia, South Africa, South America, Asia, Europe, North America had 85% of the highest soil nutrient depletion, one of the highest in the world, including third world countries, because they don't deplete their soils the way we do. And so, and the reason that that's the case is because, I mean, there's over 100, probably 200, 300 nutrients that are very important in the soil. And many times the soil can reproduce itself with some of these nutrients, not all of them. But when you start putting chemical fertilizers in there and you start, again, putting sprays and all kinds of stuff, you become, again, we become terrorists to the soil.
Sure.
And the soil, we attack the soil. And so we take out of the soil probably 100, 200, maybe 300 nutrients, and we put back in four or five. You ask any farmer what's in their fertilizer. And you put that back four or five, and sick soil means sick people. I mean, that's the bottom line, Vance. Sick soil, I'm afraid not to take supplementation if I want to be healthy. I'm just afraid because we have to protect ourselves. It's almost like our Homeland Security. We have to protect ourselves physically, otherwise our physical bodies are not going to hold up. And when you look at what children, not just teenagers, but children eat today, hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, soda pop, pizza, and everything. I mean, Vance, that's 90% of their diet. And we expect this generation to go on and be our leaders, the future leaders, and their parents, which is shocking, their parents, which is the baby boomers many times, is that they're out there following health. You know, they want to stay healthy. And so they're in the gyms, they're into eating and supplementation, and they let their kids eat junk. It does not make sense to me. I have told Ellie, when we started having our children, I said the most important thing you could ever do as a mother, one of the most important things that you could ever do as a mother, is the health that you give our two girls when they leave our home. And you know, other than their spiritual upbringing, I said, And Ellie took that very seriously. And today, both of my girls in their 20s, I mean, Vance, they are very attuned to their physical body, just like you and Stacy are, because you were brought up in that.
Well, and
parents have to wake up, otherwise their children you know, it's been talked about, not just by nutrition companies, but it's been talked about there in the media. The baby boomers could very well outlive their children.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're now passing that on to the next generation. As a grandparent,
absolutely,
you have the opportunity, and we've got that beautiful grandson's photo on
mm-hmm.
our refrigerator,
along
with a few other precious Christmas cards. And that it's one of those things that if we understand it, and a lot of times we just simply don't understand, because typical male response is, I don't want to take any more vitamins, I don't want to take any more pills, I'll just, you know, continue eating. Well, if you continue eating the way you're doing, well, my grandfather, he smoked and drank, and, you know, he ate steak, you know, four times a day. You know, you hear these stories.
Mm-hmm.
And but bottom line, we have to, if we're going to raise the awareness, we have to, you know, raise the what we're putting in. And I so like, and this is what I really want to, you know, talk about with you. When you look at Neekin's AutoShip program, as far as supplementation, as far as what Neekin has put together with our nutritional wheel, with the basic five components, and that, you know, your vegetables, your fruits, your essential oils, your, you know, the multivitamin that we have, and then, you know, following up with the digestion to allow the body to work. There's different components that you can put into it,
mm-hmm.
but as one who has enjoyed network marketing, you're now, well, 6, 9, so 40 years ago, four decades you've been part of this industry, and I know you watch the numbers like I do, in that what fascinates me is that people who build it really, really fast and, you know, move a few high-ticket items, so introduce people to a few wellness homes, they may get to a, you know, its rank of silver, gold, platinum, beyond rather quickly. However, they don't have the long-term base
mm-hmm.
that it takes. And I, you can look at any conventional business. The successes of certain businesses don't happen overnight. They may, you know, start out big and then, you know, hit up. But a few years from now, it's like, what was that company all about? No. They start out slow. You look at the industries that are huge today and the companies that are in those industries, they start out slow and they built it one person at a time, developing the clientele and the customer base,
mm-hmm.
and go from there. But when it comes to AutoShip, when it comes to reproductive residual income, which is a term that I'd never heard of before I met you, we can do that, and we can see a steady, consistent income in our Neekin businesses, and especially in the way we share it with people to give them that same opportunity. We do that through AutoShip.
Mm-hmm.
We do that. And I love the way, and I just ran down the hall and grabbed the, I don't know where this came from. It had to have been something that Neekin put together, and then Dennis and Ruth Williams sent it out. But the item codes of the nutritional packets, you know, the Kenzen Deluxe pack or the Kenzen
mm-hmm.
pack,
mm-hmm.
and when I sat with the calculator and ran the numbers, it was kind of fun to realize that those little extra packs, which again is the core,
mm-hmm.
that when we take advantage of those, we're looking at about $120 per month per person, because you not only get the 10% discount below wholesale, but you also get an additional 10% when you utilize those packs, which really trims down the cost. So when somebody makes that, what I say, lack of educated or very foolish comment that, well, it costs too much to eat healthy, I say phooey, and sometimes I use stronger language. But the bottom line is it really isn't that much when you're looking at your food budget, because your food budget, your grocery bill will actually go down when your body's getting the right nutrients. Dave, all that said, your focus has always been starting people on AutoShip as a core, and you're one of those people today, you and Ellie, that have one of the larger percentages in all of Neekin North America of a base of people on AutoShip. Why do you do that? I mean, I know the answer to my question, but why, apart from what we've already said, why not just sell a bunch of sleep systems? Why don't you, you know, because that was Ellie's introduction to the product.
Yeah.
Why don't you sell a bunch of MagSets? Why is AutoShip so imperative?
Because in network marketing bands, it's always a matter of the numbers. It's always a matter of the numbers. And one of the important things in network marketing means, basically means the network does the marketing, not you as the leader. You as the leader give it direction when this thing is starting to happen. And what I like about Autoship, it gets the masses involved. It's something that they can very easily do, and especially with our nutritional program. NECAN has some very basic nutritional program or products that you can get people started on. Very simple, very easy to explain. It's not difficult. It's not a. They don't have to learn a lot about nutrition to get them on. You know, you look at our digestion, you look at our multi, you look at our jade greenzymes, the omega green. You know, those kind of things. Those steel products are very easy to explain, and most American people have heard that terminology, whether it's digestion, multivitamins. And so Autoship is a great way to empower the network, to empower the masses out there to help you to recruit. And one of the things that I saw a couple years ago, Vance, is that most of the volume that was happening in my organization was volume when leaders were involved. And that's not reproductive residual income.
Mm-hmm.
You can create an Autoship program like that when just the leader is involved. Now you have residual, because those people, even if they're not out there bringing a few of their friends and family into the Autoship program, you still have residual on that person that you brought in.
Exactly.
So you can have residual income, and I just make the distinction between residual and reproductive residual. Residual is what many times you and I are involved with as leaders. And if it's consumable, it can be a very strong residual program. Network marketing is much more, and that is where the residual reproduces itself. That simply means that as a brand new person that I bring in, named Vance Rogers, when I bring Vance into the program with Autoship, and you know, very simple explanation, it doesn't take a lot. And he goes out there and he gets excited because the products are now working for him. He says, wow, I got more energy. I feel better. Mom, you need to get on these supplements.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they're not hard to explain, and therefore we can bring the numbers in. The network will be out there networking with us, and they can be bringing numbers in. And so it's almost like that one penny doubled every day for 30 days, or would you rather have the big sale up front?
Mm-hmm.
It's that little thing. It's when we can get the masses involved in doing it. And so for every $5,000 package, now forget about the wellness home from the standpoint of $5,000. I just want to throw some numbers out there. From the standpoint of a $5,000 package, that my network can market 10 Autoships. You see, now I have 10 times more people coming into NECAN, and it is the network who's helping me do it, so I'm not getting burned out, you see. And it is Autoship, it's also consumable, so the residual of reproductive residual is built into it. And so I don't know of another program in network marketing where if you don't promote Autoship, that you're going to really tap into the most dynamic principle of network marketing, and that is when your residual reproduces itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not just residual. It's that RRIP that the Williams talk about. It's that residual that creates reproduction, and the only way you can have that reproduction is if it's so simple that you, Vance Rogers, a brand new person, you're going to go tell your mom, you're going to go tell your brother because you feel good, and you're going to say to that person, look, you take multis anyway probably, and if you don't, you should, and let me give you a couple reasons why you should. And, you know, and you've always been complaining about your digestion. NECAN has the only digestion product on the market that I know of that deals with the four different food categories.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, why not try our product? Here, it's very simple. Sign up and we'll auto ship it to you. So now I'm getting the masses involved in helping me get the word of NECAN out there. Whereas if nutrition becomes very technical, see, there's two kinds of Autoship events, and that is when you do targeted health auditorship, and I want people to hear me. When you do targeted health auditorship, in other words, I'm fixing your disease with 5 or 6 or 7 different products, and you need to put it on auditorship, that's targeted auditorship, but it's not going to reproduce itself, Ben.
Exactly.
Because it's too complicated. You're going to have 5 years of education and all kinds of diseases out there. You're going to have another 5 years of education on how vitamins work in your physical body and which one is which. Then there's another auditorship kind of program, and that is when it becomes network marketing friendly auditorship. And so if it wants to be reproductive, it has to be network marketing friendly. And when I'm talking about network marketing friendly, it means it has to almost organically reproduce itself, organically through the people, reproduce itself, just like if I would dig an oil well and tomorrow morning two more oil wells would be there. I get up a month later and three more oil wells would be there. That's reproduction. That's not just residual. I'll have residual with one oil well. But, you know, people can work hard and they can put savings together, not near the kind of program that we have in network marketing. But there's nothing out there outside of network marketing where the oil well goes and digs oil wells for you.
Sure.
Now, that'll never happen if I, as a sales leader, have to put all the technical information in there, and you, as a brand new distributor or customer, are going to tell me, Vance, Dave, you're going to have to go with me and explain this to my friends, and I don't mind doing that for a couple of days and maybe a month or so. But Vance, if I'm doing that, if you're still depending on me to help explain this stuff to your friends 5 years from now, I mean, it's like I have a 40-year-old living in my house.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. And it's not reproducing itself. It's not reproduction. So I want people to understand that there's two kinds of authorship. And one is when you do targeted health authorship, and the other one is when you do network marketing-friendly authorship. Now, the network marketing-friendly authorship, Vance, is the type where you take 2 or 3 or 4 products and you major in those 2 or 3 as very basics, just a real basic. Remember the 5 basics that we used to have?
Mm-hmm.
But not in Nikan, but, just a couple basic programs and just build upon that. That's what I call your entry-level authorship, friendly. Now, once they're in the house, once they're into the Nikan family and they're into the Nikan catalog and they're into the Nikan tapes, and they're into the Nikan conference calls, and they're into the Nikan meetings, let's talk to them about some of these other nutritionals.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And that's where the specialization. The problem is if you do specialization outside of the house, there's very few people going to be coming in through the door. And that's the real power of what Nikan has from the standpoint of authorship. We can build this business on authorship. In fact, let me make a statement. I really believe with the kind of products that Nikan has, the nutritional line that Nikan has right now, that some of the highest, probably the highest paid network marketers in Nikan are those who will, in 10, 15 years from now, those who will have specialized in authorship as an entry level into their program.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you put together a really nice brochure that I know Dennis Bryant collaborated on in five Global Trends, Creating Health and Wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you mentioned the fact that a $100 monthly income check, or Nikan check, is worth $24,000 in a savings account at 5% interest. Now, first of all, if you can find a 5% interest rate, that's great. But then where do we come up with that 24 grand? Because I don't have an extra 24 grand laying around to derive a $100 check. But if, as you so beautifully said, the network does the marketing, if I can go introduce a few people to this, and this is what I think sometimes we get kind of backwards, is that because I look back at history in 1956 when the previous company that you and I were both associated with, when they started in California, was the exact same year that my grandfather started or incorporated a sheet metal company. And it wasn't the product that was so great, even though it was, in either one of those two companies. It was simply that they produced a network of people to do the marketing for them. So to derive a $100 residual income off of a few people who are doing the marketing is just sheer brilliance. And a lot of us have missed it over the years because, you know, as you said, we're trying to spend too much time educating people on why. I don't think we really need to educate people anymore on why, because it's imperative. Because we know statistically that if we continue to eat the way we've always done, then we're going to continue to get the results. And our high-tech products, the magnetic, the far infrared, the environmental, they work so much more effectively when, as you mentioned before, when we're not eating the hot dogs and the pizza and drinking the carbonated beverages and the overindulgence of these things that our culture says, well, that's just the way it is. You look at, you watch any one-hour block of television, and you're inundated with just junk that, you know, if we eat this, then we're going to look like these celebrities. Well, those celebrities don't eat that. And when I look at item codes like 4628, you know, the Kenzen Daily Pack for Men, or 4629, that for, and again, I encourage people to do the numbers. Look at it for yourself. And when you look at the simplicity, as David, you keep referring to, that if we can introduce just a few people who will then give it a month, let them enjoy the benefits of it, and then say, well, if you'd like to, you know, generate some serious an income flow out of this, why don't we introduce it to, you know, 5, 6, 10 people? And it doesn't have to be that difficult.
No. In fact, it has to be very simple. And this is one of the reasons why new network marketing companies who have one liquid that is one-tenth of what we have with our SIAGA. Do you know that new entrepreneurs would give their right arm to have SIAGA just as the only product to build a network marketing company?
Sure.
And it gets lost. It gets lost into our... It's not just the health product. It's a recruiting tool. And that's what I want my people to understand. Autoship is a recruiting tool. It's not just something that benefits their health. You know, it's health and wealth. It's both of them. It covers the five pillars. It's everything that's in there. And people have to understand that if they're going to go and start really seriously building their business by using Autoship as a tool to recruit, they have to understand that they can also get so technical with their Autoship program and their nutritional program that they're going to be stuck in the mud 5 years from now with their organization, just like we have been with our magnetic knowledge that we've been out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm trying to teach my people right now, Vance, be the library card. Don't be the library.
And what do you mean by that, Dave?
Just tell people, you know, when I walk into a library and I go look and I want to go find something, I'm not sitting there that person who's sitting there manning the desk and taking care of the customers coming in, she's not telling me everything that's in that library. She's just telling me she said, now, Dave, here's the card. Go find your book. And Vance, we didn't have that 16 years ago.
No.
We didn't have the cards where we could direct people to the information. The conference calls, the website, the information. My goodness, what is it, 2,200 pages I forget the name of it.
Yeah, and Cindy Murray CD.
Cindy Murray's kind of thing. You know, just be the card. Don't be the library, because if you're the library, you don't have time to recruit. And because people are going to suck the time out of you just for information. And
right.
Not only that, you put handcuffs on your brand new people because they think they have to do the same thing. I think we need to take the NECAN learning curve from a year back down to about 3 weeks.
Sure.
And we can do that. There's stuff out there that we can do that. And with what's developing on the Internet right now and what NECAN is doing, we can do that. But we have to. The hardest thing for me to do in the last 2 years, Vance, is I was turning my business around. The hardest thing for me to do was to sit on my information. That was the hardest thing for me to do because, Vance, I and you and anybody else on this call is not duplicatable.
No.
tools are. Mm-hmm. You know, we are not a tool to build this business.
Mm-hmm.
Tools are duplicatable, and when I talk about a tool, I'm talking about something you can hand to somebody. And if they're not going to read, you're not going to have a leader anyway.
Sure.
I mean, it saves me a lot of time. I find out who my leaders are very, very quick up front. And I don't have to spend a lot of time like I used to dispensing information after information after information. Now, many times that used to feed my ego. That used to feed my
exactly,
wow.
Because it feels good, especially when you go back to the early beginning when your guidance counselor says you're never going to make it in teaching.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Being able to input information to people. And so it does make us feel better when people are looking at us as the leader for that information rather than us saying, well, hey, you know, I could give this to you and I could feel better about myself. I can stroke my ego. But rather than do that, let me show you where you can find it yourself. It'll take a little bit more time on your part. However, I want to teach duplication to you. And that's hard. It really is hard.
Yeah, that is very hard, especially the longer you're in this business and, you know, and the more information that you have. It's really a challenge. Yeah, it is fun. It's sometimes it's egotistical to give all that kind of training, that information. And it's really fun until you open up your bonus check.
Sure. Exactly. And there's nothing there. I mean, we have
And then you wonder, and then the next thing that we get caught up in is that my training isn't right, so I have to redo my training. And I have to redo my systems because something is missing here, something I'm not doing. Well, what we're not doing, or what we are doing too often, as I said, we become the library instead of the library card. And I'm so quick. You ask any of my people that interact with me on the phone, I am so quick to tell people where to go get the information.
Exactly. Yeah. And I look at people like, you know, Dennis and Ruth Williams, Dave and Valerie Johnson, Reed and Yvonne Nelson, and they are not, you know, I mean, there are a wealth of information when you sit down and talk to them one-on-one. However, they couldn't support the size of their organizations if everybody was coming to them for all this information. No, they've taught duplication. And, you know, especially I talked with Dave Johnson a few weeks ago, and we don't talk all the time. I mean, once a year do we speak on the phone and then in person at different events. But the wealth of information that gentleman has in his mind, it's because he's taken the time to read and to go to the library rather than the librarian, and he's forced himself to become that wealth of information. And the guy, and here's a guy who, you know, started out in his early years. I'm sure his guidance counselor said the same thing, that you're not going to, you know, make it. And Dave, I've never really talked about, but I've had, I had a few sessions with my high school guidance counselor who told me things that were very similar, and it's very destructive to your psychological makeup. And yet, deep down inside, each one of us, we know there's something more there that we can overcome. And you know, Nikan is an incredible the most incredible vehicle that we can tap into, not only for our wellness, but also for the wellness arena in our finances. And we're seeing that. We're seeing a change.
Absolutely. And you know what I like about the authorship is people need two things with finances today. They need income now. And even if it's an extra $2,500 a month, my goodness, that goes a long way with where people are at today in their finances. The second thing that people need to do is they need to have faith and trust that they are restoring their investments, that their investments are being restored. Vance, I would rather put $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 into the development of a leader in network marketing than into any financial vehicle that's out there, maybe with the exception of my house that I live in.
Sure.
And the reason for that is, I mean, if you really look at it, and I have recruited people on authorship financially in the last 2 months, Vance, just on this concept alone, that for every person that they put on authorship, it's the equivalent of $1,200 in the bank in savings. I said, now, would you kiss my feet if I would go and put $1,200, if we could get someone into a program and I'd invest $1,200 into your savings account? And it blows their mind that we have this vehicle, that we have this concept that one autoship, that's just a $100 autoship, a minimum of $5. It was from $5 to $20. I just took a $5 thing. $5, that's the equivalent of $1,200 in savings at 5% interest, $60 a year, $5 a month. And I said, and I tell people this. I tell my new distributors, this, I say, wow, aren't you excited we just put another $1,200 into your NECAN savings?
Mm-hmm.
See, people need to understand that there's vehicles that are wealth creating, because wealth is not their bonus check. It's not the $5. The wealth is what creates that. And the problem is most people are locked into 24 hours as their wealth or their talent as their wealth. And what I liked about network marketing way back in my 20s is that there was no limit. Network marketing was a way where I could reach 6 billion people.
Sure.
And get paid on it. But I have to make sure that if I want to do that, it's got to, my network has to market. And so that means I have to be very simple, very basic in how I introduce this thing to people. Otherwise, it's not going to duplicate itself.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about NECAN is the total wellness concept, the wellness home that NECAN has. But the problem is, too often, is we have a hard time getting them into that home, into the NECAN home, to set up their wellness home. And I have people now, Vance, that are on autoship and building businesses on autoship, and they're even using their bonus checks to buy a wellness home.
Now, there's a novel concept.
Isn't that exciting?
Let NECAN buy your wellness home.
That's it.
And again, it gets back to the simplicity of it, that if we will introduce the masses and take the time, again, not a whole lot of education, that we've all got to take supplements. We've all got to supplement what we're eating, because, I mean, again, statistically, we can go down so many different avenues, but, you said it best. When we raise the terror threat, raise the terrorists that are attacking our body, we need to do those things, letting the network be the marketing end of what we're dealing with, and allow people to understand that there's going to be a delayed gratification when it comes to the finances. However, like any investment broker will tell you, this is for the long term.
Right.
This is not for the immediate. And that's exactly what we have in this. And
mm-hmm.
Dave, you and I could just keep this conversation going on for hours, and I would love that.
Well,
however,
we'll have to go to Hawaii. Better yet, we'll have to go to Hawaii and just sit around in the pool and do this for a week.
We wouldn't be generating any income if we continued to do that, because there are people that I have introduced to NECAN in the last few months that, they've put me off to the new year. Said, okay, and it's now we can go back to them and say, okay, look at what more. And especially with people making the resolutions and, making the changes and the commitments and saying, hey, I want to fix this. Well, that's where we can come in and say, hey, you mentioned that you wanted to alter this or change this, and are you open to being introduced to something that can get you on the right track? And that really, really does make it fun and simple. So, Dave, thank you again for taking time out of your schedule. I know this has been a huge blessing to our people that are on the call, that are listening, and those who will be listening via a CD or on the website at www.growingandwellness.com. If you've got somebody that you want to introduce to, maybe Dave has said something that you're like, wow, I never heard that before. That makes so much more sense. Maybe this would be the thing. Well, go to growingandwellness.com, and Brad and Beth Heddleston do a great job of putting the CDs not only online for a short amount of time, but producing a high-quality CD with the track settings, and you can pick those up for a small, small investment. And you never know, the NECAN Nutritionals and a CD of Dave's conversation may be the very thing to invest in somebody to, really, really build not only your business but also theirs and put that residual income back into their pocket. So, Dave Stoltzis, again, thank you. And
well, thank you, Vince. And, Vince, I also want to thank you for this call. I don't know, how long have you been doing this call?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I'm sitting in our entertainment room because I can't sit in my office because there's no insulation between that wall and my daughter's room. And this is kind of where it all started 6 years ago, or whenever it was. But
well, it was. I know, Vance, that you know, we talked about tools as being the library, the library card. You know, this call is a library card, and people need to really realize and appreciate you for staying with this call and having the best of the best of the best that's out there. You're very in tune with what's happening out there. And but this is a wonderful tool to build your business, a wonderful library card to go get information. And then when Growing in Wellness tapes it, it's again, this is where they can go get it. And I don't have to repeat this information that was shared on this call today. So, Vance, I want to thank you for the contribution that you have made to the NECAN at large through this call. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And, Dave, you are one of those experts that people can refer back to. And, again, so... You guys, please take advantage of this. I know you'll benefit. I know your organizations will benefit. And, you know, 6 months, a year, you know, 2 years from now, you'll look back and say, you know, that conversation, that thing that Dave said, you know, the network does the marketing. Things like those, the little pithy sayings, it's like when we hear them for the first time and then we implement them, we'll look back and say, you know, that's, I can chalk it up to the very beginning of 2009. And that's when I heard it. So, you guys, same time, same number next week. Look forward to having you join us. And again, thank you, Dave. And please give our warmest greetings to your beautiful wife, Ellie.
Thank you, Vance.
Look forward to seeing you soon. So thanks, everybody. Goodbye for now.